McCook Community College class is going to be kicking off once again coming up next week, August 18th. We've got to get her back and talk about it. MCC Vice President Kelly Rippon, ready to go for the 25-26 school year, aren't you, Kelly?
Oh, yes, we are so ready. Rich, it's been a little too quiet around here this summer for us, so we're absolutely ready. Yep, students will come back. They're actually moving in today. Freshmen move-in is today right now throughout the day. And then big orientation day tomorrow, so we're expecting about between 150 and 175 new freshmen back. So any businesses in town, Walmart, it's going to be a little crazy with people restocking those dorm rooms. But, yep, so they'll officially start classes on Monday, and classes are filling up like crazy. We have a large group of internationals this year, but we still have spaces. So if anybody's out there just thinking they want to pick up a class or two, if they want a full schedule, we're still, full service, ready to roll. But yeah, it's definitely exciting up here right now. I just actually drove by the dorms, and there's already people carrying stuff in. So looking forward to a really good semester.
I know you have some great events, some welcome back events that you get the kids involved in, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. It's so cool. So our student life team has done, over the years, they've tried to do really large events and, bring in some speakers and things. And what we noticed in the last couple years is, students kind of like those smaller, they don't want to give a two-hour chunk of their time, but they might pop over for, like a movie night or something a little bit more, just kind of student-focused. And so Brantley Taylor's done a really good job, and Brian over with the student life team, to make sure that there's stuff, especially this first week where they're, where they might get a little homesick and things, where, they're going to do a movie night. And then obviously the volleyball game, the scrimmage we'll have throughout the weekend. And then barbecues and different things as well. And then throughout the semester, those first 4 weeks are very important for retention. So just getting them, making sure they're going to class, making sure they're keeping up with their work, but then also just kind of that learning and that connecting that happens outside the classroom as well is super important to us. So we'll have all kinds of stuff. And then, businesses have probably already received. If they haven't, it's coming up. I don't have the date right in front of me, but the OBE Fair is basically the organization and business fair. And that's just a great time for businesses to come up and, let the students know what their services are or if they're looking to hire our students. And so that event will be coming up here, and it's a great opportunity just to connect with, even if you just have, want to just, get to know college students or things or let them know what your services are. But it also, we kind of treat it like a little bit of a hiring fair because this is a great, workforce up here as well. So that'll all be coming up here, and it's just a great opportunity for us to connect, our students with the community as well. So yeah, just a lot going on, and like I said, with those international students, I think we have 61 this year, which is the highest we've had ever. And so it's a great opportunity for us to just even get to know the different cultures and have those students. So we're going to try to do as much as we can to help connect them to the community as well. We really appreciate our Adopt Athlete program, but also just we have a lot of people that just come up to games, a lot of elementary students that come up and just getting to know, where we have people from all over. We have a student, a golfer from Taiwan, all from Brazil, from Paris, they're everywhere. So just a very cool, opportunity up here with a lot of just thriving young students that are just, here to kind of make a difference for a couple years. And, like we've been talking about, when we want to get them back. So if they have connections with the community, they're most likely to come back to the area. So yeah, it's going to be a really good semester.
I had a chance to interview a couple. Once again, the Volleyball Media Day was taking place recently. Paulina Finster from Poland is one of the young ladies, the international players who is here at McCook Community College. And boy, she was really, really excited to be on campus and to be a part of that team.
Oh, yeah, it's so great. She's super excited. She's been here, and it's really great to get them in a little early. We actually had another group of, I think there were seven of them that came in last Thursday. They're all international, too. And so you can see that excitement. And it's really cool for us when we get to, when they're first starting on campus, they're first starting in this area, and they're coming to the U.S. sometimes for the very first time. And just to watch that excitement, and they just want to make a difference, and they want, and some of the students we have, like, this is their one shot, So it's interesting to see, it might be right across the street for somebody and they're like, yeah, maybe I'll go take a couple classes. And then for someone like this, it's like, this is their, their one chance to come over and make a difference. And so, yeah, that excitement that you see and just that eagerness, every single one of them that so far on campus, just eager to get to know each other, get to know us, and just really, just really enjoy their experience here for a couple years. So.
Great staff, faculty, great professors. I'm sure a lot of familiar names back. Are there any new professors this year on campus?
Yes, we do have a new math instructor. and he will be teaching. So Micah Marvin went over to the high school, and so Evan is our new instructor on the math side, and he just started. Basically, his first day was Monday, and so he jumped in with both feet. He actually just got his doctorate over the summer, and so he was actually, it was a really cool story. He has family from his, I think his family is from Kansas, like Fort, or you know, in Hayes, and then his wife's family's from Broken Bow, and we were right in the middle. So, you know, we're always worried about, like, are we going to get someone that wants to stick around for several years and really make an impact here? But it was really cool when we were interviewing him. He was like, yeah, this is a great, you know, it's equidistant between both our families. And so he was very excited. So, yep, he moved in over the summer, and just talked to him the other day, and his classes are full, and he is ready to roll. So, and the only other thing, so just it made me think that with the math, we decided in May to do the early entry, the free early entry tuition, and that happened after most of the schools were out of session. So if anybody's out there thinking, you know, you're an early entry kiddo or your kiddo's early entry and they want to take classes while they're still in high school, they won't pay anything for tuition. So there's still a fee, but it's minimal. And so they get free tuition. So I just wanted to throw that out. It just dawned on me that, you know, it was hard for us to market that to high schools because they were already out of session before our board made that decision. But what a great opportunity for students to take some classes for no cost to them, basically, while they're still in high school as well. So, and it just made me think, because with Evan teaching math, that's one of the most popular early entry, math, English, speech, you know, sociology, psychology. Those are very popular for anybody going into any transfer program. Those will fit for any college, any degree.
Well, year in, year out, Kelly, we always talk about how McCook Community College is a great school. It's a two-year school, and there's nothing wrong with going to a two-year school and getting some of your classes right here at home. They don't have to travel very much. Get them done before they hit the four-year school. There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, and absolutely. The tuition costs right now are just rising like crazy. And we are so reasonable for that. So, you know, even people spend a year here, you're saving so much money. We scholarship about 90%, especially at McCook, we scholarship about 90% of our students. If they've got, you know, even decent grades at all, we're going to help them find funding. So, you know, people are leaving here with zero debt after 1 or 2 years. And there's just, it's a no-brainer in my book. And then, and we talked to students during registration days this summer, and we said, you know, you're getting, especially McCook, you feel like it's a small four-year private school. You're getting that level of an education for about an eighth of a cost of what a private would be. So exactly that. You know, it makes total sense. And like I said, the way that book prices and tuition and all these random fees that, you know, I'm paying the same thing for my kids right now, and I cannot believe it. I cannot believe the hidden costs. And so we're just very transparent, very affordable. And like I said, most of our students leave here with no debt after, you know, with a two years under their belt. So, and the way that we work with other four-year institutions, I mean, UNO was out here, UNL was out here. Jody worked with UNK basically on a monthly basis. And so, you know, those transfer anywhere. You know, if we can transfer to those big dogs, we can transfer anywhere because they're pretty strict. And so those classes go right into those four-year programs with ease. And if people have questions, we just get in touch with those 4 years and we just say, what would you like to see them take here? So, yeah, it does make perfect sense. And like I said, the experience, it's not like you're settling for a lack of experience. Like I said, when we have that many internationals, this many awesome instructors that are going to give you so much attention, you're actually getting more bang for your buck at this, you know, if you choose us. So, yeah, it's an awesome experience. And, you know, there's online, too. If people are like, I just want to take one or two classes or I don't want to be on site, there are so many online offerings. And we don't promote that as much because we like the face-to-face, but so many online offerings. I just looked the other day, and there's so many openings right now for, you know, just a few seats in each of our online classes. But same thing, no extra cost for those. You know, I watched those, you know, Western Governors and some of those other schools advertise at 10 o'clock at night, and they're like, you know, come to us. I'm thinking we're probably a fourth of the cost, and it's the same class. So, yeah, great opportunities right here in your backyard or, you know, just down the street. Or, you know, we still have students from I love it when they live within a couple hours, but they still come and they live on site and they enjoy their time with us. And then, you know, we love to see them either work, come back here and work, or go on and transfer to a 4-year and make a difference at that level. So.
Finally, Kelly, got to put a plug in for the East Campus. That building is going strong. It's getting used all the time, isn't it?
Oh, I cannot believe. So we thought we were kind of going to ease into it this spring and just make sure the technology worked. And, you know, we thought it would take a while to, I'm telling you, almost every day there's something going on over there, and usually at least a couple times a month there's something large. So we have hosted you know, statewide conferences. We hosted the Nebraska Coordinating Commission meeting. Just so many trainings. I mean, there was a statewide training for, you know, like something with the DMV, you know, this summer. I am blown away by the use of that building. And people told us they would use it. I just didn't realize it would take off so quickly. And it is so beautiful and so, you know, just to me, the level of spaces that you can use, you know, just if you just need a small meeting room, if you need the large conference room, you know, there's just all kinds of different ways that we can use it. And the technology is so easy. You just plug in your computer and you can present. We've just been thrilled, so thrilled with that building. And like we always say, like, if there's one good thing that came out of COVID, it's that building, because without that ARPA funding, we would have had to do that over several years. So that was the one thing that we were really, really proud of, that we were shovel ready when that ARPA funds came in from the national level. So, yeah, so pleased with that building. And Sharon and Marlene have just been doing a great job of just getting traffic in there constantly. So,
again, Kelly, if folks have any questions whatsoever and classes whatsoever, please call. Don't hesitate to call at all.
Oh, 100%. Yep, we will be enrolling students. I mean, I know we don't want them to do too late, but, you know, even up till, like, next week, there'll be people coming in, or we always have students that are planning to go elsewhere and something falls through or they change their mind. Absolutely. We will take, you know, anything. 8100 is the 345-8100 is the direct line up here. We're taking advising appointments, getting people settled in. And like I said, some people just want to come and ease in and take one or two. So, yeah, just let us know. We'd love to help anybody out. And, you know, just if they just need that extra, you know, like one of the things that we've been talking about is the CNA. And, you know, maybe somebody wants just a tack-on program. They want to just, maybe they're already working, but they want that second, maybe just to work on the weekends, a little bit of second income. CNA is such a popular program for that because there's always such a need. So just very open and willing to, you know, anybody that needs anything, and we can sure help you find it and get on that right career path, or just, like I said, just kind of enhance. Even if it's just for fun, there's all kinds of DCE classes as well that you can take for non-credit. So we've got a little bit of everything for everyone.